My name is Katie Pinder, and glad you've joined us. If this is your first time here, you've really hit the jackpot because you've joined us during our festival season of sorts. This is Easter, the time of year when we get downright disciplined about expressing the joy that is ours all year long. That joy is Jesus is risen. Christians have been celebrating Jesus' resurrection for a long time. And I've asked someone to read us some resurrection words that were written thousands of years ago. We even read them today in a book called Acts.
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we all witness his own. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what we now see in him.
Even when Jesus was facing the agony of death on the cross, he recited words that he knew from the Psalms. I want to read from that same book, those Psalms, tonight to you. I put my favorite part of this psalm on the screen behind me. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. We will not be abandoned. Jesus is risen, therefore we will not be abandoned. I've been thinking that that fear of abandonment, of disconnection, might be what underlies a lot of our fear of death, which makes a lot of sense because we're designed for connection. We long for it, we try for it in different ways all throughout our whole lives. So if disconnection is the ultimate fearful part of dying, then Jesus' resurrection presents us with the ultimate comfort. The psalm said it, and Jesus said it. He won't leave us. We're not going to be left to rot in the grave. We won't be abandoned. We'll have new life. Jesus is risen, therefore we don't have to fear disconnection. Jesus is risen, therefore we are eternally connected. The team is going to teach us a new song that explores that a little bit. And actually, we've designed the whole night around settling into the truth of what it means to have an eternal connection. We're going to ask God to meet us here, to stay close. We'll hold on to him and rest in his arms and be healed, because this connection with Jesus is good medicine. This song was inspired by a verse from 1 Corinthians 13. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known.
We will rise, we will rise,
minute to greet each other. You can take a pass. You don't have to introduce yourself. You can just shake somebody's hand and say, peace. And I challenge you to see the face of Jesus in that person and receive that peace as if Jesus was extending it to you. Greet each other.
Thank you. for worship, inviting him in, inviting him close, asking him for his grace and mercy. This is our call to him to meet us.
Thank you.
Jesus is risen, therefore I am eternally connected. That's not just some hope that I stick in my back pocket and forget about until I kick the bucket. It has implications for me right now, and it's offering me resurrection hope in my present life. Let's try to have a chorus without music. It's like we're worshiping without the team. I'll say, Jesus is risen, therefore, and then one of you can call something out, and then we'll do it a few times. For me, Jesus is risen, therefore, I don't have to despair when I feel misunderstood. Jesus is risen, therefore, I don't have to feel like I'm going to be isolated forever when I feel lonely. My cancer didn't have the last word for my Aunt Priscilla. The marginalized in our city aren't going to be isolated for eternity or insignificant. Here are some that I'm working with. What are you working with? Call them out. Jesus is risen, therefore.
Mistakes aren't fatal.
Jesus is risen, therefore.
The powers won't win.
Jesus is risen, therefore. Jesus is risen, therefore.
The voiceless will have a voice.
Jesus is risen, therefore.
I don't have to be a slave to my addiction.
Jesus is risen, therefore.
Death is not the end.
Amen. Let's have an image of the chorus that we just said out loud. In the back, there's this makeshift frame. And people wrote some of those therefores last week and stuck them on the wall. You should go back tonight. Maybe you don't like talking in front of people, but you have something on your mind, some therefore. Put as many up as you want, and let's create this chorus collage all throughout Easter to remind us of the hope that we have.
You offer me your love when things don't seem right. You offer me your love.
for the evening. Why don't we stand up for this one? Jesus, this good healer, this good medicine.
Yes, sir.
Take a few minutes for bodybuilding so that we can all get a chance to know more about the ways that we can connect, not just on Sunday nights, but all throughout the week. Let's pass the welcome lists, though, that are at the end of your rows, because that's one of the ways that we connect. Another way that we connect is some people who are organizing things that are going on make slides, and they stick them up here. Jeffy's helping us. So you might find some ways to connect behind me. One of those things that just passed is a training this Saturday, What Makes a Good Host. I'm really excited about that training, not just because I love hosting, but because I love cells. And cells are a great, hospitable opportunity to get together and be a community. Centered around Jesus. So that's going to be this Saturday. Some of the cell leaders and cell leader coordinators are leading that time. Another way that we connect is, some of us, by sharing our money. And if you want to be a part of that, the offering box is over there. We share our money not just to pay the bills, to keep having a meeting space, but because we think that God has really big dreams about what to do here in Philadelphia and around the world. Some of the ways that we, some of the things that we support are on our compassion teams are listed on the back of your program. You might want to check those out. Ways that we share money with people here in Philly and around the world. I was thinking about two of our compassion teams specifically this week. Two of them are dedicated to loving and serving people in prison and their families. And I was thinking about our incarceration rate in the United States. It's the highest in the world. The Americans make up 5% of the world's population, and we have 25% of the world's prisoners. This figure's from 2010, so it's probably more now, but 2,266,000 people are incarcerated in the United States. 60% of the prison population right now are Black or Hispanic. We have a higher percentage of imprisoned minorities in our country than any other country in the world. And our number of female inmates are growing. So obviously this is a strategy that's being used here in the United States, and a lot of people are suffering, I think. I was thinking about it particularly in terms of the election that's coming up, the primaries in Pennsylvania, and there's varying laws from state to state, and so this makes it even more confusing, but most people who are in prison or on parole are not able to vote, and so that takes out, the ACLU was saying that prevents 5.85 million Americans from voting. And confusion about and misapplication of these laws disenfranchises many other Americans because they're just not sure about, like, if I'm on parole, can I vote now? Or in some states, if you've been convicted of a felony, you can never vote again. But in the midst of all this, I think that we need to keep knowing our resurrection stories and telling them to each other, as well as being in prayer and action about these injustices. When I was out in the desert this week, I kept being drawn to Psalm 107 as I was thinking about my own resurrection stories. Psalm 107 is filled with several stories of resurrection for people who were wandering around in the desert. They cried out to God, and God gave them water and food and a city to dwell in. And people who were in prison, they cried out to God, and God loosened their bonds. And the psalm goes on and on with the stories. But we're as a community, I think, telling stories now during Easter time. Specifically, we're trying to know them ourselves and tell them to each other. You might be hearing them already in your cell. There was one up on the website this week. I'm not sure if you saw it. But I asked my friend Hope to tell a quick resurrection story that our cell has seen in her and witnessed over the past few months. And she's brave enough to agree to tell it here.
So I'm Hope, and I've met a lot of you, and I came here in August for a job that I was really excited about and really thought, you know, this is what's going to bring life and define me and be this great thing. And it turned out that it wasn't, and it brought death, and I really felt that verse about, like, what good is it to gain the whole world and forfeit your soul? And I was gaining, it was a prestigious school, it was a great salary, but it was taking life. And so I left that. And really, through the support of family here and through time with God, realized that that isn't what defines me. My job, my occupation isn't who I am, that it's the life in me, and that it's community, and that it's love, and it's so much more than that. So I'm still in transition, but I'm just excited for what God is doing in me. So that's my resurrection story.
Let's pray for Hope and for all those in prison that we are thinking about tonight. Lord Jesus, thank you for your resurrection and the way that you live in us. Thank you for hope, Lord, and the way that she's trusted you through this storm and finding her identity in you. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we live in an unjust society. We're grieved, Lord, at the situations around us that oppress people. Comfort us, Lord, and heal us. Help us to reach out in ways that we can. Save us, Lord, and bring your justice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And team will lead us out.
Bless you.